Hey everyone, and welcome back for this deep dive into the latest and greatest with Google's AdWords editor.
The desktop application.
Yeah, exactly.
That a lot of people use to really take control over their Google Ads campaigns.
Yeah, and you know, we talk a lot about efficiency here, making the most of your time, and we know that's key for all of you out there managing these campaigns. So that's really what we're going to be digging into today.
Absolutely.
Some recent changes to AdWords editor. And these were driven by you guys?
Yeah, by advertiser feedback.
So we've got three main areas we're going to be talking about today that should hopefully make your lives a little bit easier. So we're going to be talking about a new way to import data using those CSV files.
Comma-separated values.
Right, exactly.
For those who may not be as familiar.
Yeah, and we're also going to be looking at more targeted control over which campaigns you download.
Right.
And then finally, some really smart upgrades they've made to the Keyword Opportunities tool.
Yeah, this is interesting stuff, especially because they are updates that are very clearly addressing those frustrations we've heard from advertisers.
Absolutely.
Like common pain points that people have been talking about.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see that reflected in the platform.
Okay, so let's get right into it then. This CSV import feature. For those of you out there who like to work with your campaign data in spreadsheets or maybe even have like your own custom built systems in place, this sounds like it could be a pretty big shift.
Yeah.
So talk to us about the core advantage here. What's the big deal?
Well, I think the main thing to emphasize is this is going to streamline your workflow.
Okay.
If you are somebody who likes to make bulk changes, or maybe you do a lot of offline analysis, you know, you're working in spreadsheets.
Right.
And then you got to bring it back into AdWords.
Right.
This eliminates a lot of that back and forth because
yeah.
Now you can literally just take that CSV file
and
import that data directly into the editor.
Okay. So you're cutting out a lot of those intermediary steps, potentially, you know, less room for errors.
Yeah.
And you're just saving a ton of time.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that really does sound like it's going to be a pretty big time saver for folks. And kind of along those same lines, another thing we hear a lot about is just that frustration of managing these sometimes very large account downloads.
Right.
Right. You might just need to make a tiny little tweak and you're stuck waiting for this huge file to download.
Right.
So tell me about this new selective download capability.
Yeah, this has been a much requested feature, and I think it's a very logical step forward.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having to download your entire account every single time, you just want to make a small change.
Right.
You can now choose to download only the specific campaigns that you need to work on.
Oh, wow.
And they've even gone a step further where you can choose to download only active campaigns or paused campaigns.
So you can really laser focus in on like exactly what you need.
Exactly. Yeah. So that means less waiting around, you know,
right.
Less time spent downloading things, and you can just get right to the work you need to do.
And that's huge if you're somebody who's managing, you know, potentially dozens, hundreds,
you know,
of campaigns.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really interesting. Okay. So now I want to move on and talk about this keyword opportunities tool.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's some pretty intelligent improvements happening there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So walk me through it.
Well, one of the key updates here is within the that search-based keywords tab.
Okay.
Now, instead of just giving you a raw list of keyword suggestions, the tool actually organizes the keywords by these topical categories.
Oh, interesting.
So it's not just giving you more keywords, it's giving you a way to understand how they're connected.
Okay.
And that can be really helpful for moving beyond those broad keyword searches and potentially finding some niche audiences you might not have thought of before.
Yeah, you can really kind of explore those interconnected themes there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So that's really smart. What else is new?
So another really nice improvement is that when you go to export or copy keywords, the tool now includes the search volume and competition beta right there along with it.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah. So you immediately have that context to see, okay, how viable is this keyword?
Right. You don't have to go look that up separately.
Exactly. Yeah. You can just see it right there.
So that's going to save a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely.
And I understand there's a new way to actually implement these keyword ideas as well.
Right. Yeah. This is actually, I would say, probably the most impactful change.
Okay.
You can now select keywords from the Keyword Opportunities tool and directly add them.
So before you'd have to like copy it over.
Right. Yeah. There was a lot more back and forth.
Okay.
But now you can just add them as keywords negative keywords or even campaign negative keywords right there within the tool.
Wow. So that's really streamlining the entire process.
Yeah, exactly. From discovery to implementation. It's all right there.
Okay. So big picture, we're looking at much more efficient bulk uploads.
Right.
Much more targeted downloads.
Yeah.
and a smarter, more actionable keyword opportunities tool.
I think what's really cool about all these updates is how much it seems like Google is really listening to feedback.
Absolutely.
And making changes based on what advertisers are saying they need.
Yeah, they're not just, you know, coming up with stuff in a vacuum.
Exactly.
So it's all about giving you guys more control and saving you time.
Yeah, because we know how valuable your time is.
Exactly. So that's something to really keep in mind as you kind of go through and explore these new features. You know, what parts of your current AdWords workflow could really benefit from these changes?
Yeah. Think about where your bottlenecks are.
Right. Exactly. What are the things that are taking you the most time?
Yeah. And how can these updates address those?
That's your challenge to explore after this deep dive. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.